Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying John chapter 14. And verses 12 and 13 say this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." The first thing that I want us to notice about this passage of Scripture is the end game. The end game is not whatever it is we are asking for, but the result or what Jesus wants accomplished through whatever it is we're asking. That's the end game. And here's what he says, "So that the Father may be glorified in the Son." So Jesus will answer our prayers so that his Father will be glorified, will be made known in the work and person of the Father Son, who is Jesus. In other words, prayer is not a tool that we use to get something from God, but it's a tool that God uses to get something from us, which is his glorification. The Christian lives in this world not for the glory of himself, but for the glory of another, the glory of the wisest, greatest, strongest king in all the universe. Focus on his glory, live for his renown and fame, pray for it to be exhibited in your life. So when we pray, our wills are to bow to the will of the Father. If what we are asking for will not reveal the Father, will not shine the light on the Father, then don't expect the prayer to be answered in the way that you desire. But listen, we can all fool ourselves and think to ourselves of different ways of how, if Jesus answered our prayers the way we want them answered, how the Father would be glorified. We say things like, "Lord, if I did win the lottery, think about how much money I could give to the church." But what Jesus says here should be deeply humbling and make us consider the true motivation behind our prayers. When you consider the motivation behind your prayers over the last couple of weeks, what's been the end game, the end result that you've had in mind? Have your motivations aligned with what Jesus says his motivation is? As you pray today and consider that, please also pray for Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Kannada LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout India.